Praise the Lord, everyone. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Real quick. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to get this done in the right time. Amen. I've enjoyed myself thus far. To God be the glory. Amen. But really want to give just honor to God, but also the bishop of this house, First Lady. I just love these people. I always say, God, I wish I could be half the Christians they are. Amen. I really pray for that quiet, gentle, meek spirit. But I'm a high school teacher. I ain't quiet. I tell them, shut up, sit down. But I'm working on it. Amen. But praise God, I love them. I love them. And really, I don't say that just to say it. I really do love and appreciate them. And I watch them from afar. And one day, I keep saying, when I grow up, I'm going to be more of a Christian like them. Amen. But praise God to Brother Chris behind me and his lovely wife in her absence. I don't see him, but man, what a musician. Oh, my God. That boy, young man. My God, I admire him. Sometimes I wish I could put him in a suitcase and take him to my church. Amen. Praise be to God. But I love this church. I love your worship. I love your spirit. It's good to see what God is doing. But God just gave me 2 points to talk to you today. We're going to go real fast. I don't have much of a voice anyway after all the worship, the testimony, and all that stuff. I was like, Jesus, give me a little bit left. Just a little bit. But I want to say something with all those testimonies. God was speaking to me and just downloading stuff in my head. You know, I'm one of those kooky, crazy people for the Lord. Amen? And I'm not ashamed of it. Just not. But as I was listening, in fact, it's the same word that God gave me this morning about 2022. Now, and our theme for our district is unshakable. And God said in order for us to have unshakable faith, unshakable walk, we have to understand, number one, who we are in him. We talk about it, but I don't think we realize it. Amen? So if you'll let me, this is not even in my message. We're going to flow in the Holy Ghost. I got my eye on the clock, and we're going to be out on time. Amen? But in Mark chapter 5, there was a demoniac. He was possessed, right? I personally think it was a spirit of suicide. Threw the man against rocks, cut himself, and all these other things. Amen? But look what happened. This man who was possessed with legion, conservatively speaking, a legion is at least 2,000. This man was possessed with 2,000 demons. He looked up and saw Jesus, ran in worship at the foot of Jesus. I don't think we understand who we are. When you've been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, there's nothing a devil can do to you. That man was an ungodly man. An ungodly man. The devil couldn't stop one ungodly. Come on now. And you got the Holy Ghost. You better act like you got some mind up in here. 2,000 demons couldn't stop one unsaved man from worshiping. What can the devil do to you who've been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, living for God? There's not one thing the devil can do to you, but we got to walk with authority. We got to walk with power. We got to walk with an anointing. That's number one. This ain't even in my sermon, but I'm going to get to it. I might. I feel like Jeff Arnold, he never gets to his sermons. Number two, talks about in Isaiah 26, I think in verse 3 or something like that, says he shall keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed where? Not on your problems, not on your bills, not on your circumstances. The Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. You can't make God bigger. The only way you can magnify him is make him bigger than your cancer. Make him bigger than your bills. Make him bigger than your marriage. Make him bigger. You got to make God bigger. Y'all don't hear me. It's not enough to just be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost and don't know what authority you have. I've been doing this 36 years now, and I'm going to be honest. If I hear one more say, I'm just passing through. I'm barely making it. And you got the Holy Ghost? Now, let's change that. Stop getting the Holy Ghost and let the Holy Ghost get you. Amen. So I thank God for the positive testimonies about healing and deliverance and peace. How they thought, this devil thought he had your mind. But because you kept your mind on him, he brought you through. He brought you out. He stepped your feet on straight ground. You're not on crooked street. Listen, we've got to know who we are in Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. See, when you start understanding who you are, you'll walk differently. Amen. I just told someone the other, just yesterday, and she was saying, you know, Pastor, the devil just keep coming in my house. I said, why? She said, I'm just so afraid. I said, there you go. Because about a year ago, an evil presence just came in my house. I was in my room. I woke up. I said, you devil, no, you know you ain't got no business in here. I rolled over, fell asleep. You know why? Because I know who I am. That's not pride and arrogance. That's wisdom and knowledge. You better know who you are today. You better have an understanding who you are today. You better know that you're God's child, God's son, and God's daughter. You better know that you're royalty, that you're a royal priesthood. There's nothing the devil can do. The devil can't do nothing to you. Praise God. Now I'm going to try to get to my sermon. Amen. I just have to throw that out there. Because we do not walk with the level of authority that God gave us. Amen. The other day I was talking to Elliot. I was about midnight, our brother Vizart, and I was getting ready to get gas. And I'm going to be honest, sometimes I live on the north side off of Hampton. And I knew when I got gas at midnight, every time Dick and Harry's going to come and ask me for money. This man walked up on me. I said, hold it. I said, don't come near to me at 12 o'clock at night. You don't have to walk up on a brother. He said, but aren't you the preacher? I said, preacher and punk ain't the same word. You better step. I ain't playing. I promise you he stepped. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me. This man was backslidden apostolic from Joliet, Illinois, or however you say it. Joliet, thank you. And I said, man, you're backslidden apostolic. Come here and let me lay my hands on your ugly head. See, I got that from Stone King. I've been wanting to do that for years. And let me tell you something. That man almost prayed through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost at 12 o'clock at night. I ministered to him till 2 in the morning. Not because I'm anointed, but because I know who I am. I know who I serve. I don't walk with fear. I don't walk with worry. I don't walk with any of that. I'm a one God apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, Bible-thumping, Bible-anointing, Bible-preaching, Bible-teaching, saint of God. You better know who you are. You better understand who you are. You are the child of the Most High God. I refuse to walk around here like I'm nobody. My God is Jesus Christ. He's my daddy. Amen. Hebrews 12 and 1, real quick. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. Do greet you in the wonderful name of the Lord. Thank you for inviting me to this pulpit. I got 11 minutes. We're going to do this. It says, Hebrews 12 and 1. Therefore, it says, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight, the sin which so easily ensnares us. I'm in the New King James Version. And let us endure, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Father, help me to teach your word with clarity, with anointing, with power and authority. God, we are not like everybody else. We understand who you are. We don't walk, oh God, with people that don't understand, oh God. We walk with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So anoint these lips of clay. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. I pray that you be with each and every one of us as we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Notice it says that, number one, the first thing that God gave me, he said we need to lay aside every weight and sin. Most of us understand that sin means to miss the mark. I'm not an archer, but I know if you blow that bow back and you let it go and you miss, they yell, sin, you missed the mark. We understand that. But this is the one I want to concentrate on. Let us lay aside every weight. A lot of things we're doing is not sinful. but it's sure holding us back. If you let me preach, I'm going to help you. Because we got to understand, everything that glitter ain't gold, amen? That man ain't gold, sister. I'm going to get in your business tonight because I've been praying all day. I'm going to get up in your grill tonight, amen? And if I offend you, Bishop will correct it. He's real smooth at that. I'm going to go home. I'll just hit him and run, amen? But lay aside every weight. The thing that's slowing you down, the thing that keep you holding back. Notice it says, run this race with patience or endurance. You got to run. I went to college on a track, or really an athletic scholarship. I thought I was going to go to the Olympics for running. I had the 440 relay record, the 220 record, the long jump record, the triple jump record. I thought I was somebody and then some. Amen. One thing I noticed is that when you run a race, and I love the relay races, I love watching. In fact, it always comes down to America and Jamaica. I'm so glad Bose has retired. We might have a chance to win America, but I love those races. I love, love, love. You notice when they're running, they pass it, they don't even look back. They keep looking forward. And that when I ran, we had this thing. We would race. The first leg would take off. And they would take the baton and we would say, stick. And we would slap it in their hands. But you're not waiting for them to give it. You already start running before you even get the baton. Can you hear me? And when you get it, you take off. Because if you look to the left or you look to the right, we would call that a weight. Back in the 80s when I ran track. Because if you're running ahead and you look to the left, you lost time. Seconds. If you look to the right, you lost time. You have to look straight ahead. You don't have time to look to the left. You don't have time to look to the right. I wish to God that somebody would find out the weights in their life and shake it off and make the devil take it back. Stop hanging on to some of this stuff. Loose it and let it go. Loose that woman. Loose that man. Loose those things, whatever it is that's calling you from not living for God. I believe it's in help me, Lord. I believe it's in Revelation chapter 4, I believe 18 and 14. It talked about the fruits that your soul lusted after. Now, goodly and daintily to you. He says, you shall find them no more at all. Whatever it is, you better put a name on it. God, this job, this woman, this situation, this thing is keeping me from living from you. You better put a name on that thing. You better put a name on that weight and take off running. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Just keep going. Just keep going. This young man over here is like a nephew to me. I didn't know he went here. He's best friends with my nephews. I always say, if you connected to the Newbles, you have got to be crazy. They called me once a week with Bible questions. I didn't even recognize him because he let his hair grow. I'm used to him looking like me. But one of the things, the last thing we talked about, I said, y'all got to let go of these weights, whatever it is. You got to shake it off. You remember when Paul got bit by the serpent? Did he worry about, oh my God, I got bit. The Bible says he shook it off into the fire and kept stepping. I wish to God that we learn how to shake some stuff off and just keep going. Shake it off and make the devil take it back. Shake off lust. Shake off hatred. Shake off suicide. Shake it off. Shake it off. I told my church, if you see me walking in here like this, leave me alone. I'm shaking off some stuff. Leave me alone. I'm shaking off some hatred. I'm shaking off some anger. You better leave me alone. I'm going to shake it off. I'm going to shake it off. Lay aside. Notice what happened in the book of Joshua, in the book of Judges. In book of Judges chapter 14, verses 5 to 19. We don't have time to read that. But that situation is very, very powerful. Samson see a lion. The lion jumped out at him. Samson had to make a decision. Either he killed the lion or the lion killed him. He chose to kill the lion. He came down later on as he was on his way to his wedding. He see that lion. Inside the carcass was a swarm of bees and honey. He went and he got that honey out that carcass and ate it. And then took it home to his mother and his father and fed them. God spoke to me years ago. He said that lion represents sin. Either you're going to have to kill sin or sin going to kill you. You got to make up your mind. You either going to kill sin or sin going to kill you. But look at the revelation. When Samson came back down, the thing that we call sin, it had honey in it. He fed himself and went home to feed his mama. When you kill sin, you have now gave yourself some nourishment. You can feast on that deliverance. You can feast on that healing. In fact, you can take it and give it to your mother. Give it to your father. Give it to your sister. Give it to your brother. You've got to kill sin or sin is going to kill you. Make up your mind. Let me move on. Let me move on. Let me move on. Second thing, I have never preached this fast in my life. Thank you, Jesus. I wish my saints wasn't here because I do about 7 closings. I'm like Bishop Frank Tamil. Tell I got saved on his ministry. He would say, let us stand, we stand, and he preached 7 more sermons. I'm not going to do that, amen. The last thing God spoke to me, this is where we miss it, is that we miss the level of intimacy with God. I don't have time to read it, but mark it down. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. I talk about this all the time in my church. And the young man who I always take home, he said, Pastor, I've been here for 3 years. You always talking about intimacy. When are you going to preach something else? I said, when you get it. Apparently, you ain't caught it yet because I keep preaching. You should know I'm a thug. I ain't trying to hide it. Amen? I wish I could be smooth and say, I can't. This is what you get raw, baby. Notice what these men said. They said, did we prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out devils? We did many wonderful works. This departed has tripped me out for years. Jesus said, depart from me. I never knew you. That word know in the Greek is ginosko. Ginosko literally means to know experientially, to know about, but it literally means to know intimately as a man know his wife. Problem is we can quote scriptures, but we don't know the God of the scriptures. We're not intimate with him. It's not enough to cast out devils. You got to be intimate with God. In fact, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, it says, Adam knew Eve, and she conceived. What God is saying, I want you to be so intimate with me, there's going to be conception. You shall know the tree by its fruit. Oh, I know if you've been with God or not. I know if you've been praying or not. I know if you've been fasting or not, because you know every tree by its what? Amen. Listen, we got to get this. If you're going to be intimate with God, God will give you his secrets. And I'm going to end it right there. God will give you his secrets. I'm done trying to lay hands. I don't cast out. I mean, I don't lay hands on no devil. Devils don't come in my church and act a fool. I tell the story. We had a young man that came to our church. He came. I called him Brother Beyonce. He came in. We were worshiping. He started twerking. I said, first of all, you're a brother. We're going to have to talk. Second of all, I jumped off the pulpit. I started dancing. I said, devil, you got 2 seconds. Because if I get back on that pulpit and you still twerking, I'm going to take authority over you. I jumped on that pulpit. He twerked on out because that devil knew I was not going to play with him. You have authority. Let's stand. Let's stand. However you want to do this, Bishop, come on. Because it's 11:59. Let me tell y'all something. You need intimacy with God. It's not enough to know about God. You need to know him intimately. So you got to spend time in reading. Spend time studying. Spend time talking to God. Consecration, fasting, and prayer. Getting by yourself with God. Close the closet and worship. There's more I could say, but I'm stopping. It's 12 o'clock. Come on, Bishop. Thank you for the invite. Thank you for the worship. But I'm telling you, you better know who you are in Jesus. Amen. God bless you. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. That was a day of Pentecost message. Now all we need is for the 3,000 souls to get saved in 2022. It's only one chapter. You could read it in 5 minutes. But it said, they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Amen. I have it that it is right now 12 o'clock. So let's just start thanking God. Hallelujah. You made it. Come on, let's thank him. Let's shout this place down. Amen. Hallelujah.